Welcome back to the show. It is Wolf and Luke on a Friday afternoon, but a very eventful Friday afternoon as round two and round three is tonight. But we're not talking about round two or round three, Wolf. We're talking about round one. Cardinals got the guy that we've been hoping they would get for 4 months, and now he's joining us on the Arizona Sports Line. Marvin Harrison Jr. is joining us on the Arizona Sports Line. Marvin, thank you for the time. I know it's been a whirlwind, but how are you doing?
I'm doing great right now. I couldn't be more happy on where I landed. I'm super excited to be here as a Cardinal.
Nice. Marvin, really appreciate you joining us right now. I'm going to start with this, okay? I know you've been asked an awful lot of questions, but I want to start with this one right here.
Yes, sir.
What is your favorite route to run and why?
I like to run all the routes. You know, whatever route is going to help us, you know, put some points on the board and, you know, get us the wins. I mean, that's a route that I'm going to run to, you know, my best ability, but I wouldn't say I have a favorite at the moment.
You had mentioned right there at the beginning that you wanted to be an Arizona Cardinal, and Paris Johnson Jr. has been lobbying for you to be an Arizona Cardinal for a while.
Yes.
How long were you kind of looking at this situation and saying it might be a possibility?
Really since the draft before, when I just got drafted in, once they drafted Paris, I mean, I kind of knew that was, you know, maybe a possibility the following year that you know, the Cardinals could be positioned to take me. So just talking with Paris, it's kind of crazy how it all happened, like a full circle moment that we have to, you know, be teammates again.
Well, the Cardinals seem to take Ohio State players in the first round every year, so eventually you're going to have to give us a scouting report on next year. You know that, right?
Right, I will. I certainly will.
All right.
Marvin, does your dad work with you in terms of route running, or is that a little too close? I mean, does your dad coach you, or is...
No, he certainly does. He certainly coaches me. You know, he's very detailed in his work. I think, you know, that's why he was as good as he was, and I'm just trying to follow his footsteps. So, you know, I take his coaching, try to listen to him as much as I can.
How much did it help? I mean, obviously to have a dad who's a Hall of Famer at the same position you play, but even just to grow up around the NFL, and I would imagine that makes it a little bit easier where you're not going to be surprised by a whole lot just in terms of the lifestyle.
Absolutely, man. I just know how to be a pro. That's kind of what I've been living my whole life. You know, this is my first time, you know, actually being professional, but just how he approached his business, you know, how he prepared for the game on Sundays. I've kind of taken the same approach, you know, in my own career. So I think I'm definitely ready.
Marvin Harrison Jr. joining us here on the Wolf and Luke Show. Marvin, how do you build chemistry with a quarterback? How do you do that?
Repetition, doing it over and over again. And hopefully one day, you know, me and the quarterback, Kyler, can just go out there with our eyes closed and just complete passes. But it just, you know, takes a lot of reps. So I think that's all I'll start, you know, in practice when no one else is watching, just, you know, the extra route running and throwing sessions that we may do. It all is going to start from there. But just building that chemistry, you know, one day we can go out there just with our eyes closed and complete some passes.
Would it? I'm assuming you saw the video. I'm sure you know how excited Kyler was to see that the Cardinals drafted you. What does that do, you know, for you? You're a young guy breaking into this league, and a pretty established quarterback is this excited.
I know. I mean, it means a lot, really, from the support and love of your quarterback. I mean, now it's just my job to go out there and, you know, earn his trust on the football field. So that's what I'm gonna try to do.
Marvin, do you feel like you have to prove anything?
Yeah, you have to prove a lot of things. You don't come in here with any entitlement just because you were drafted, you know, fourth overall or one of the first receivers on the board. That doesn't mean nothing. You have to go in here, produce, earn the trust of your teammates, earn the trust of your coaches. You have a lot to prove. So no matter where you got drafted, I don't think, you know, you're entitled to anything. So yes, I have a lot to prove.
Marvin, you get a lot of comps, obviously, to your dad, and we've heard the comps to Larry Fitzgerald. Do you? I mean, those are pretty big shoes to fill. Do you like the comps, or do you just kind of want to carve your own path now?
I mean, both. I think definitely an honor to be mentioned, you know, in the same category as both those guys, both Hall of Fame receivers. But yeah, I think definitely want to, you know, create my own path, create my own legacy as well. I'm going to do my best I can do that.
Marvin, you seem like a really humble guy to me. And if I'm right about that, where does that humility come from?
I think maybe just from my dad. Just how he, you know, went about his business. He was not, you know, one that was great chip or just anything like that. So he just always went out there and did his job, and was a great teammate. So that's what I try to do as well.
We're talking to Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin, obviously lofty expectations that's going to come with you know, the season and the career you had at Ohio State and where you were picked. Just in your mind, what does a successful rookie season look like?
Helping the team get some wins, really. I think, you know, I came here, Monty, the GM, he drafted me, and Coach JJ, they drafted me to help the team get some wins. So that's what I'm going to try to do. Now, whatever role that may be, I'm going to try to do my best ability to perform in that role. But at the end of the day, I just want to help the team get some wins.
Marvin, if you weren't playing football, what would you be doing?
Oof, I don't know. Football has kind of been, you know, my whole life. So we'll see, you know, what happens after football. But playing football is always my dream and my goal, and I'm super happy that I reached it.
Did you, I mean, I'm assuming Marvin Harrison Sr. is the answer here, but besides him, did you have specific favorite players growing up that you watched and you wanted to play like?
Oh, yeah, definitely my dad. I mean, I think seeing Larry catch everything that was thrown his way, definitely, you know, that was inspiring as well. I mentioned Larry, so I mean, there's a lot of receivers that I watch and I try to take bits and pieces from everyone, but you know, being a Cardinal now, I think I definitely watch some more Larry film and see anything I can take away from him.
So, Marvin, why Ohio State? Why did you choose Ohio State? Because I'm sure you had many, many other offers. Why Ohio State?
Yeah, I think you look at the schools that produce the most defensive backs and wide receivers. I think Ohio State is right up there, with, you know, both categories. So you want to be surrounded by other great receivers to push you, you know, not only in the receiver room, but on the practice field as well. And then, you know, on the practice field, you want to go against the best DBs. So kind of having that mindset of going there and competing and being with the best players led me towards Ohio State.
We're talking to Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvin, you just did that press conference with Darius Robinson. We don't know as much about him as we feel like we do about you, but it seems like you know him, and he seems like a character. What can you tell us about Darius Robinson?
Yeah, he's a great guy. I mean, I just learned he had 2 degrees. So, I mean, obviously, you know, he's very well educated. Obviously, he's a tremendous football player, and I was super excited when we picked him. I got to watch him from afar in the Cotton Bowl, I think, when Ohio State played Missouri. And I was on the sideline for that game, but no, he was just tearing our offense up, and I'm just super excited that we're now teammates.
Marvin, did you know before the draft that you were going to be an Arizona Cardinal? Did you have a
No,
feeling?
I did not.
No,
I
you
did not know until, you know, I got that draft call from the Arizona Cardinals and Monty.
We, I mean, as a show, certainly as a fan base, there's been a lot of people were hoping you would be the pick for about 4 months. Were you able to get that sense of how much the Cardinals fans wanted you in addition to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think I definitely saw the video afterwards, you know, having, you know, the Bird Gang and the Red Sea react to me getting drafted. And that means a lot to me, just the support from them already, even though I haven't stepped on the field yet. I'm going to do my best to go out there, you know, each and every Sunday, you know, play for them and make them proud.
I know you haven't played for him yet, but Jonathan Gannon, do you have any impressions of him, or what was he like in the interviews?
I mean, he's a great guy. The competitor really wants to win, really smart. I just cannot speak more highly of him. Definitely, and all the coaches that I've met, you know, my 30 visits at the combine, I just love his energy, love his passion of the game, just who he is as a person. So I'm super excited to play for him. He's one of those coaches that you want to go out there and play as hard as you can, so you can make him proud and make him look good. So that's what I'm going to try to do.
So do you have any plans, Marvin, of actually moving here? Do you know when that might be the case, that you might move here, or what are your off-season plans here?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have to, you know, move here very soon. Got, you know, rookie minicamp coming up, and, you know, OTAs, you know, all the different, you know, off-season workouts before training camp. So hopefully I can get that moving process started soon. And I'm super excited to know to be in the Valley. I've heard nothing but great things about here. So, like I said, I cannot be more excited.
Right on, bud.
Well, Marvin, we appreciate the time. I know you got a lot going on here, but we're looking forward to your career as an Arizona Cardinal. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank
appreciate you,
buddy.
You guys.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you.